Yeah, I think absolutely. I think it was very informative for the elected members to know exactly the processes that Donegal County Council staff go through each year when it comes to budget allocations and how those allocations are spread throughout the county, and how roads and road conditioning helps to decide what roads are prioritised each year. And I think one of the suggestions that was made in there by one of my fellow councillors, I think it was Councillor Coyle, made the suggestion that presentation should be presented to all newly elected councillors, because I think the information contained in it is absolutely invaluable.
Important too that the officials, the engineers, heard what the councillors had to say, heard where the issues are, heard where the potential problems are. I mean, issues were raised. They're not going to be resolved this week, they're not going to be resolved next week, but maybe 2, 3, 5, 6 months down the line, discussion will feed into discussions in an office upstairs that could lead to some resolution.
Yeah, I think that's the most important part of this process, is that it's establishing those formal lines of communication between elected members and the council executive. So what we were hearing was a wrath of different issues from around the county, but that's only right and proper that the council executive are hearing those, because we are the elected members that are elected to represent the people on the ground. And the people on the ground, if they're coming to us complaining about a particular road or a bridge that needs fixed, then it's our job as elected reps to bring that to the council and to try and lobby to get that problem fixed. So I think that these meetings feed into that whole process.